Well, let me tell you, if you associate yourself with the Big Sports Breakfast, you always kick on to bigger and better things. I'm glad to say a former rugby league expert.
It's always a bit of controversy sometimes as well.
Yes, we can find the odd controversial character. He's been that in the past.
He's been
as
through
well.
That.
He has too, but I've got to say, I think it's a terrific appointment of the West Tigers to nominate Jason Taylor as their head coach. Congratulations, JT.
Yeah, thanks a lot, TK. Appreciate it, mate.
Yeah. Obviously, there was a stage where we had a chat where you didn't know whether you wanted to be a head coach or not again, but obviously that passion's back.
Yeah, it is. It really is back. I've said a couple of times yesterday that Trent Robinson's played a big part in that. It's been an honour to be part of his coaching staff the last couple of years, but, I've put plenty of work into it, and, it was always in there somewhere wanting to get out, and this is a great opportunity, which I'm very excited about.
Jace, did you jump at this opportunity, or were you second-guessing yourself, given that you're really enjoying your role at the Roosters?
No, I did jump at it, Slats. Like, the one disappointing part is to be leaving the Roosters, because it's a real special time at the Roosters at the moment with the playing group and the coaching staff that I've been involved with, but these sort of opportunities don't come along every day, or... And it was a really easy decision, and I must say I've been really, really encouraged by the way the Tigers have handled themselves, the way they've run the process. The new board seems to me to be really heading things in the right direction, so it's really exciting.
Jason, we were talking earlier about the blueprint that Mick Potter had at the West Tigers, and it wasn't the correct one. Are you going to be able to appoint your own sort of people? Are you going to be able to appoint your own assistant coaches, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely, TK. As I say, the board, with some changes that they've made there, they've got some guys on there led by Marina Go who understand business. They understand about putting people in place and letting them take responsibility for the results, and that, what comes with that is being able to bring your own people. I'll have that opportunity, which is just something that I'm so pleased about, and it's going to make a massive difference.
Absolutely, and I'm sure in the process of being interviewed, Jace, you needed to hear that was the case.
Yeah,
that's right, and there's just never been a question in regards to how things were being run there. You know, right from the first minute that I started talking to Grant Mayer, everything that came out of Grant's mouth, and then the board members that I met along the way, they were just all talking the same sort of stuff. It was also positive and really based around empowering the coach and the people around him to do their job going forward. And so, yeah, really excited, as I've said, by that, because that is going to give me the best chance to do the best job I can possibly do with this team. And then it just comes back to me getting a good job done and the players performing.
Yep, and everyone's got to be on the same hymn sheet, so to speak. And, JT, I think a terrific appointment by the West Tigers is Phil Moss. He's going to be your general manager of football. I think you've worked with him before, and he's been in the Penrith system working with Gus and Ivan Cleary. I think he's going to be terrific for the Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely, TK. I was really excited when they told me. So we got a fair way down the path with myself, and I knew that they had a GM of football in mind, but they hadn't told me who it was. I was confident that it would be a good decision, but when they told me it was Phil Moss, I was taken aback, because the fact that I've worked with Phil before and I know how he operates, he's done a superb job at Penrith, but it just means we can hit the ground running. I don't have to spend a few weeks building up a relationship with somebody I haven't met before. We know each other well, and I think we'll complement each other, so that is going to make things run really smoothly as well.
Jace, I hope you don't mind me asking, I mean, since 2009 and what would have been a very tough year or two, what's the big lesson you learnt through that? And if you'd go back to the Rabbitohs, as a coach, what could you have done differently?
Oh, lots of things. We learn, I think, in every area of life, you learn along the way. And, the coach that I am today is you know, a result of all of the experiences that I've been through so far. There's, you know, the majority of things that I've done previously as a head coach I'll be holding on to.
Yeah.
But just some differences in other areas that will make the difference, I believe. You know, I've had good results, and you know, and I'm confident that I can do even better this time around. So, you know, I've got some good experience behind me.
You know what the media's like, mate? We love predictions. are you prepared to tell the fans it's a premiership or just a top four for your first year?
Yeah, TK, I'm happy to give you exactly where I think we'll finish next year. I'll tell you, points for and against and everything.
Yeah. Well,
Just give me 12 months.
All right, mate. Congratulations again. It's an exciting job when you look at that talent. Anyone would love to go there, but they've got a good man in yourself, mate. So good luck with it all.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the support.